Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies Album Review. It's Hip Hop Babies. It's your host, Devin Lee. I got my boy Ray with me, as always. Mm-hmm. Y'all know we got to review this Young Thug album for y'all. Business is business. I can't be more excited, bro. To precurse this a little bit, you know, this is the first summer type album we got from Thug since So Much Fun. Punk was a little, you know, moody, right? Thug got back into his bag on this one, even though it's a little bit more serious note on some of these songs here. If you are listening to the original release, not the Metro version, you'll be introduced with the Parade on Cleveland track with Drake. It's got the phone call between Jeffrey and Drake through the prison phone. So, you know, it's got a little darker tone. You look at the album cover, just him in the center, you know, he's getting all these pictures taken of him while he's in court. It's really setting the scene for, you know, him being in the spotlight with all this going on, but, you know, he's just still being himself, right? This is Thug. So I love this project. This is a great project. So
it's a great project?
I think it's a great project.
Okay.
I wouldn't have said this originally with the original track list. It needs the Metro version to be a great album. He got to release his own version of it where it was curated and put into the order in which he originally intended for the album. Plus, it had two new tracks. The Money track with Juice WRLD and Nicki Minaj. And then it had the track after Global Access, Sake of My Kids. He added two new tracks and he totally flipped the way that this track list was coming up. It started off with Jonesboro instead of Parade on Cleveland, which I think was an amazing opener. Just about, you know, where Thug comes from, people around him, all this stuff, and you just getting like kind of a look into him. Whereas Parade on Cleveland was about the situation that had happened after, you know, they started recording the album. So definitely not the original vision. I understand the need or the want to change how you were going to introduce this album. But in my opinion, the album still kind of came through how it was originally intended when I got the Metro version. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is his first album for prison. It wasn't a big surprise to me that the album felt a little, I wouldn't say unfinished. Features might have felt like they were added on after, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what periods and how much, you know, the tracks were done. I mean, overall, you know, I'm not here to hate on this album. You know, it's hard, I think, to drop an album when you're in jail. Are in prison. I think it's hard to put together a project without the artists around you. I think that's why Metro was able to release his own version of the track list, because it's cool to see both sides, you know, maybe more what he would have wanted than what the label or whatever situation would have wanted, considering all the drama, you know, because there's been voice messages leaking that he's saying, like, I want to drop the same day as Gunna. So obviously this might have had some planning, but then you hear other stories about how Gunna and him might still be cool, you know. So it's a bunch of drama going on with this album. So it's dope to see, at least for me, the industry still supporting him. Right out the gate on the original track list with Parade on Cleveland, you get Drake showing up, doing the singing songy Drake, you know, singing his heart out. And then you get a beat shifting and Thug kind of rapping it after he's on the jail phone, which I kind of like that because, you know, it's basically introducing you like, hey, don't forget where I'm still at, free me, you know what I'm saying? But everyone's supporting me, and I think it's dope to see that the industry is still supporting Thug considering the situation.
It's hella dope to see. We love seeing everybody coming out for him. I thought the features on here were actually pretty damn good for the most part. Mm-hmm. I kind of wasn't messing with them too much at first, but I think once the album was put in the right order, like I said, it hit for me, because you got Jonesboro, Mad Dog, Uncle M, back to back to back. These are all like really like just Thug songs, like kind of introspective, getting into him. And then from that, it kind of goes to like a block of features. Like literally every feature is like crammed into one block. And then the way it finishes is with like a couple of Thug songs, a feature, a Thug song, a feature, a Thug song. So I thought that the way that it paced out on this actually kept me more entertained than the original track listing, because I thought it brought you down into this introspective hole where you were learning about him. And then all of a sudden he just like, you know, starts blowing you out the water with all these features. And I thought they all did a really good job. And I liked the way that they were paced. The first one, Want Me Dead with 21 Savage, kind of a slower track, getting into They Want Me Dead, they threw me in jail, all this, even if this was pre-recorded. And then you go into the more like poppy, like I'm rich type side with Future and Drake with Cars Bring Me Out, then Oh You Went. I was hating on Cars Bring Me Out, bro. It's a great track. I had to change up my perspective a little bit, bro. He was talking about how his couch was poor sized. I was like, damn, bro, maybe I was just jealous. I really fuck with it. Future and Thug don't always hit when they get together, but when they do, it's something serious. So that one was crazy. And then Oh You Went came on right after. That's probably one of my favorite tracks. That's like a song of the summer right there, like big ass hit. Hot was a crazy hit in 2019, bro. This one better be up there too, because Drake killed it, bro. Drake actually went in, bro.
Yeah, that was a good Drake feature. Praying on Cleveland was, you know, it was cool, but this was more of what I was expecting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is one of the best, if not the best track on the album. Catchy. Yeah, like you said, song for the summer. I'm loving that, you know, he was able to get this out during the summertime, because a lot of this music, like you said, is more upbeat. I was wondering how much he would be able to talk about, though, because considering he's still going through a RICO case, you know, he can't be as aggressive. He can't, you know, talk about certain things as much, obviously. You could tell that on here. It's still aggressive. It's still catchy. But I think obviously some of these tracks, they would have went harder maybe, or he might have put other tracks that he has recorded, but he might not want to put those out with everything going on, right? So considering the situation, I think this album is solid. Keep going with the racks. 21 Savage, Travis Scott, and Yat Gotti. That was a cool trio on that track. I like Travis Scott's verse. I know you were kind of saying when we were first talking about this album, you weren't feeling it. I liked it on there. I liked him. I feel like Travis did all right. It wasn't crazy. It fit. And Yat Gotti was cool. And 21, we already know what's up. 21 is still doing his thing with features. So
I definitely think that, you know, Travis Scott took a little bit away from it, only because I thought Abracadabra had the potential to be one of the best songs on the album. And then Travis's verse was left room to be desired with what he was doing on there. I thought Thug's hook was crazy. You know, the little humming that he does, bro. It reminded me of some like Dirk humming on the track. And you just like, damn, bro, why did this hit like this? Like, it was hitting. And then we got Travis and I was like, God damn it. But, you know, that was the real one with the racks. I think he was doing okay for sure. So I wasn't too mad about that. I thought that, you know, what you're talking about with the him not having enough to talk about, I think he definitely did have a more limited version of like what he was talking about on here, but I don't think it like limited his musical ability to, you know, come up with different sounds, even if he was talking about, you know, kind of same similar stuff on different tracks, because it's all really just about, you know, him being rich, learning about him, stuff like that. So it's not like anything crazy topically, but like some of the stuff that he does, like Gucci grocery bag, just like the fun that he's having, like the way he chops the beat, the way he chops the flow is crazy. Cool M, there's your murder track, right? You know, he's still talking about it just a little bit, but the way that the beat builds, and then you got the choir coming in the background, and then it cuts and he's still going, bro, and he's just going in on that track. He has so many different flows, so many different moves he was going into. Oh, You Went with Drake. We was talking about Money on a Dresser before we got in here, you know, just those quick little, you know, like he jabbing you with the flows and he's just having fun with it. And the beat is knocking every time, bro. It don't matter what the project you're going into. This one, I was saying, it reminds me of So Much Fun because I thought the beats were really similar to that project in the way that they were like very summery, poppy, little electronic, you know what I'm saying, like that typical Atlanta like glamorous type beat.
Yeah, it was definitely different than punk. I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get more punk vibes, considering everything he's going through. I thought he might try to take it even further, maybe with that, you know, the introspective, I would say soft sound of his. But it's cool to go back, you know, especially after this break. It's been years. Yeah. You know, we were supposed to get an album last year, a while ago, and it never came out. So
I think that we could still get a project like that. I just think that this is not that project. There's a song on here where he says, I didn't even want to fuck Sweetie, right? And everybody on Twitter was like, you talking about Sweetie? And so he had to clear it up. And he was like, nah, her name is Sweetie. And I said, Sweetie. So, you know, y'all can chill and all this. And then he was like, by the way, this track was recorded a few years ago. Right. So multiple tracks on here, I'm getting the vibe. They were recorded years ago. I heard that some of these are leaks that just ended up getting released. It's definitely not supposed to be about what's going on, but I think he tried to drop like little stuff in there with the way that he changed up the track list and then the call with Drake and all this stuff. And he was talking about some guy on there where he was with me and then he switched up, so I can't think about him no more, you know, implying Gunna, right? So he tried to throw like little current events in there and stuff, but he was planning this entire time. If you listen to Metro Boomin Superheroes vs. Villains, Metro Spider-Verse, he said that he was dropping his album this year. That was before he even got involved in this case, you know. He was definitely planning on dropping an album that was just about, you know, having fun, doing his shit, where he comes from, like that kind of stuff. So I thought this was going to be a big, like, you know, celebration album. Remind me kind of a little bit like High Off Life by Future, where, you know, they're here now, like in the mainstream. How they going to present themselves to everybody. I thought he did a great job with this. Definitely tell that was going to happen with all these features on here. He even got the Juice WRLD feature, bro. By the way, way better than the Bad Boy. If you guys heard Bad Boy, the single, way better than the Bad Boy verse. I thought that Juice WRLD went crazy on Money. I love the sample. Nicki Minaj came on there. She went stupid. You know, she's been killing it recently. I love that track. He got everybody on here, bro. And yeah. I think everybody for the most part was doing their thing.
Yeah.
Besides Travis. Yeah. We don't know what Travis is doing.
Yeah, most of the features were consistent. It didn't feel like they gave him throwaway verses. Like I said, I wasn't expecting too much considering the situation. I understand why some people were saying, you know, the critical reception on this album has been mixed. And I think that's because he's been on a roll with So Much Fun and then Punk, right? I think those are two really good albums, especially in his discography, yeah. Right? He has good tapes, and then those are, I think, some of the better albums of his, right? So he was on a run, and then this is kind of like, oh, okay, with the situation going on, I'm just going to drop something to keep your ears on me. I'm satisfied because I got some tracks from this, but as someone who's been listening to his projects now more so for the projects, I'm kind of like, dang, I didn't get a whole project, but I'm happy I got some songs. There were some funny bars, funny features. It wasn't too serious, and it wasn't too violent. You know, I feel like he found a balance. You know, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I was worried. What if he came on here talking hella shit? You know, people snitching on him, he feels like. So what if he came out here and put the most aggressive tracks he recorded before, and it's not the best look? I'm happy this wasn't like a bad look for him. I think this was just a good album to drop right now.
Yeah.
It wasn't special and it wasn't bad. I've seen people saying it's horrible. Yeah. Like, you're tripping.
No, it's definitely not bad, bro. He's just going about his shit while this is going on, right? Like, that's what I'm getting from this is he just has to go about his shit while it's going on. Don't draw too much attention to yourself. Just drop your music. You know, you are a rapper first. You're not, you know, a fucking gang leader or whatever. So he's keeping a low profile with this. It's the smart move. I would say that this is up there with those two albums that you were talking about. I just don't think that the timing of it allows it to be in the public eye currently, but I think with time it could definitely do that. He does have tons of Metro beats on here. They're beautiful beats on here. We've been waiting a long time to get a Metro Young Thug tape. I've been waiting a long time for Metro and Thug to put some tracks out. So this should have been a big celebration. It still is. I still love it. Been a crazy time for Atlanta, especially Metro Boomin, man. Just ahead of the game, front of everybody, bro. Just pioneering this shit damn near with dropping his own album, the Spider-Verse album, Young Thug album, doing a Future album. What's next, bro? Sky's the limit with this guy. He's leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. Always love to see him executive producing and doing something. You know it's going to be fire, at least sonically. You know, maybe not, might not be your cup of tea, but sonically it's going to hit. So besides Oh You Win, because I know you a Drake guy, that's your favorite track. What was one of your favorite tracks on here? Which one that you really been wanting to talk about since you heard it?
I like the Money on the Dresser. We talked about that one though, but I like that one. I like the hook. I like the flows on that one. That was a good solo Thug track, right?
The reference, International Players Anthem reference on there.
GK, Pimp C, you know, I love that. That's one of my favorite tracks. So it's tight to see him interpolate that little flow. I liked Hell Cat Kenny with Uzi.
We knew that this needed to be spoke about. Y'all heard, but apparently, you know, somebody who is dating Lil Uzi Vert likes the yellow river to flow down their crack. I don't know what that means, bro, but like, Uzi, keep your comments to yourself, bro.
Sometimes we need to know less about each other, you know.
But the song itself was fire. It was fire.
Yeah, I like the beat on it a lot. It was a perfect beat for him and Uzi to get on. Because I feel like Uzi, they've been on their like different stuff, especially they just dropped their album. So that was like the perfect track to put them on. I might sound a little negative. I'm not trying to hate on this album. It's just more so I was expecting maybe a little bit more versatility to be shown. It's good to just hear from Thug again. You know, it's been a little bit he's a unique voice in the game. One of those voices that when he doesn't drop is definitely noticed because he's influenced a lot of people. And he drops some of the most unique projects in hip hop usually. He might drop like a project I'm like, okay, I see where he's going with. Or it might take some time to grow on me. And maybe this one will too. Overall, it was a cool album. It was solid. I wanted a little bit more variety, but it was cool. You could just play some of the tracks, take some of the tracks, and keep moving.
You want to get deep, bro? Go to Global Access, bro. Go ahead. Listen to Nate Roos.
That wasn't as good as Love You More Than Anything or whatever. And he tried to close it on that note. And that was interesting to see on this project, too. I was worried we weren't going to see another Thug project for years. What about you? What's your favorite tracks?
Definitely Uncle M, Uncle Murder. Oh, You Went. Was fucking absolutely insane, you know, just like simple flow, simple hook, but it just worked so well. And then Drake came on there, did something just this much different, and it just made it perfect. I thought Went Through It was a great song. And then the Abracadabra, the that shit went stupid, bro. I was geek listening to that. I was like, yeah, hold on, bro, let me rewind real quick. So those are probably my favorite ones.
He obviously knows the weight of the situation. And that's why I like to, like, the moments he did kind of drop a song that kind of touched on it, even though it might not have been specifically about it, felt relevant enough. I think that's what's important, you know, because Weena might not hear from him. I hope whatever happens, happens. I hope he gets through it. And I hope we continue to hear from him. I'm hoping this isn't the last project we hear from Thug for years. I don't think it will be either way. But I do think that depending on the situation, it could go one way or the other. And yeah. I'd rather it go the other way because I want more good music. I was getting into a rhythm of liking his music.
I hope that we can start talking more about, you know, Young Thug rather than the drama surrounding, you know, the other people that are linked to him and stuff. Like, I just don't really see the point in talking about it as long as he's not talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Thug did not come out publicly and specifically say that he don't fuck with so-and-so no more and like, and all of this. All these other people that are like talking for him, bro, you just sound corny. I feel like we should really just be talking about the music, the artists, but you know, people want to get caught up in street politics they know nothing about. I'm glad that, you know, he didn't give any fire to that, you know, like you talking about, not specific, kind of vague, talking about what he's talking about, but we get the point. And he doesn't need to say anything. Business is business, bro. We just keep it moving. Just keep pushing. I thought that was cool. Maybe we'll get something that's a little bit more that touches on it. I mean, Gunna literally spilled everything, right? So maybe at one point we'll get Young Thug to say something like that. But, you know, until then, bro, I just want to keep on talking about the artistry. Any final notes you got on this?
I agree with you. I love that he didn't feel the total need, even though some stuff leaked. He didn't throw a total diss track out or anything calling specific people out. He put on the cover. The cover had like a similar situation to people that took the plea. Okay, that's a cool little subtle thing. He didn't make it about him calling someone out or threatening anybody. And at the end of the day, I think that shows a little, I wouldn't say growth. We've seen Thug before, literally on tracks, talk about wanting to take out people's granny and all that shit, they mama. So he kept it kind of peaceful, and I'm kind of happy to see that. They got more of these tracks. I would love to see them coming out, even though I'm saying I'm not too hype about this. I want to keep hearing Thug. It's good to hear a breath of fresh air in the rap this year, especially in the mainstream. It's been a lot of weird projects coming out.
There's some pretty intense scrutiny on this project. So I think that, you know, thinking that he would do anything like that was probably pretty unreasonable at the end of the day, that he would be calling people out and stuff like that, like while he's still on trial.
Take this shit to motherfucking trial,
He just be saying bullshit, bro. So I would say the curation of what he was talking about could be attributed to some form of growth where, you know, he was mostly keeping it like, you know, serious on here. That is a good area of growth and character development. You listen to this album, does this man seem guilty to you? Not to me, man. Not to me. That's all I'm gonna say. I heard Parade on Cleveland, bro. You heard how he's talking?
He's innocent. That's an innocent man on the phone. And I think that other people supporting him shows that there's obviously some people who feel like Young Thug is still a positive to the hip hop game and maybe even the community. And they felt comfortable supporting him even with all the drama and all the rumors of what he might or might have not done.
That being said, thank y'all so much for checking out this video. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe to Hip Hop Babies. We appreciate y'all. It helps us out a bunch if you do that with the algorithm. Young Thug, thank you for this project. This is a dope project. Metro, thank you for releasing your version so I can see how good this album actually could be. Maybe listen to the Metro album first before you go to the other one. I don't know. That's just my take. But definitely go check out this album. It deserves a stream. It is relevant if you want to get caught up on the whole situation with him. He does talk about it a little bit, so it is definitely something to check out. Thank y'all so much, and I'm going to pass it off to Ray.
Young Thug, Metro Boomin, thank you for this project. I love the energy that was brought. I'm kind of mixed with some of the tracks. I love to just hear new music from Thug and Metro Boomin at the end of the day. So keep it coming if y'all can. And with that being said, peace.
Peace.